Nick Molnar. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. Are you enjoying the conference?
I am. I just came off the speaker high because I just finished my talk.
What did you talk about?
My talk was on what's called full stack web performance. It's all about performance on the network, on the server, and the browser, JavaScript, CSS, the whole kit and caboodle.
How to improve performance or how to monitor performance?
A little bit of both, because you need to measure the performance before you can improve it. So not really monitoring, but measuring, still using the tools to figure it out.
Let's talk about measuring, because I know you have a tool that does exactly that.
I do. So I, along with my partner Anthony, created Glimpse about 3 years ago, and it does a whole bunch of diagnostics and debugging stuff, mm-hmm. but one of its main use cases is for performance monitoring.
Okay. Tell me a little about, for just the elevator pitch, if I didn't know anything at all about Glimpse.
If you don't know anything at all about Glimpse, Glimpse is basically, it is Firebug or your F12 developer tools, mm-hmm. but for the server. So instead of JavaScript, HTML, CSS, client-side concerns, it's routes, SQL calls, execution time of your methods on the server.
Okay.
And it's completely extensible platforms. There's all different kinds of plugins that you can use to tap into other frameworks that your app may be using.
So it's all server-side, but it actually shows up on the client-side, right?
It does. So we kind of like to take the info that we're gathering on the server and show it to you in the place where you would most expect it to be. Mm-hmm. So as you're just browsing around your page, you just click on some link, how long did that one take? Or what happened in the background to render this? And so it's right there, kind of hidden. We have a little icon that's pretty low profile, but you can click on it and expand it and get a lot more details.
Okay. Tell me about some of the stuff you're going to see in I expand that.
So if you expand that and you have installed, like, our most popular plugin packs are for ASP.NET MVC, ASP.NET Web Forms, and Entity Framework.
Okay.
So the Entity Framework, we also have an ADO.NET one, but they basically are the same thing. They'll add a SQL tab. That's probably our most popular tab. It shows all of the SQL queries that happened for that HTTP request. So when I clicked on the link, it will show me, here's the three SQL queries that I made. It will show you the full SQL that was executed, how many rows were affected, how long it took. Basically the same info that you would get at a query analyzer, but you get it for free automatically. So if you go to some page and you see there's 500 queries or 100 queries, there's something wrong here.
Right.
And you can dig in and fix it.
That's interesting, because I guess I assumed that this was Glimpse's installed on the IIS server, correct?
It is. It runs on the web server. You don't have to do anything with IIS. You just put a DLL in your bin and change your web config, which our NuGet package does all that for you. So really all you need to do is install NuGet package, install dash package, Glimpse, and you're up and running.
Okay, but the my queries that are being generated from Entity Framework, for example, they might not have anything to do with the website. They may be in some separate package, but it's still monitoring that.
So if the query is running in process, we can still monitor it. But if you're using, if you have like a service layer, and you call it to your service layer, and then the service layer calls the database and then returns everything, then you won't.
Okay,
you won't
so anything that's in process of the web application, the ASP.NET application, that's what you can monitor. Okay,
yes.
I get that now. That makes sense. And you said something else that you have these what did you call them
plugin
package. So Glimpse itself isn't really as full featured as it can be when you just install it.
Glimpse
depends upon what packages you've installed.
Yeah, exactly.
Plugins.
Yeah, exactly. So Glimpse in and of itself is just the framework. It's the shell. If you actually go to NuGet and install the package called Glimpse, it's not going to do anything for you.
Okay.
You'll want to install the packages that most closely match the technologies that you're using. So I use MVC and EF a lot, so I'll install Glimpse.MVC 5 or Glimpse.MVC 4, whatever version. Those are the package names on NuGet, and Glimpse Entity Framework 5 or Glimpse Entity Framework 6. Then I'll install that. And then with those plugin packs, you get other tabs that light up. So I covered the SQL one on Entity Framework. In MVC, we have a tab for routes. It shows you all the route configurations in the route tab and which one matched for that configuration. Mm. And for the ones that didn't match, why they didn't match. Mm. Maybe a constraint failed or something like that, and we'll highlight that for you. We also have an execution tab that's popular for MVC, and WebForms has the same tab that shows you all of the MVC methods. So the action method, the action result, the action filter, all of those things that ran, the order in which they ran, and how long they took.
Okay. What's the... you said installing NuGet package. That sort of implies it's happening inside of Visual Studio, right?
Yeah, when you install the NuGet package, that will happen inside of Visual Studio.
So are you adding things to your project, to your solution?
You add a reference to the DLL.
Okay.
And we update the web config file that you have.
All right. So you're actually, they're actually DLLs being deployed as part of your project.
Yes.
Does that mean that if I have two applications running on the same web server, I'll need to set a replica glimpse in both of them if I wanted to monitor each of them?
Yes. Okay. So for every app that you run, you have to have Glimpse.
Okay. Tell me a little bit how Glimpse works under the hood. How did you build it? It's written in C#?
It's completely written in C#.
Okay.
The way that it works under the hood is actually quite simple from a high-level perspective. I think that we've done a good job, and it looks really fancy, but uh-huh. It's quite simple. So what ends up happening is I mentioned that we edit your web config. The reason why we do that is because we add a reference to our HTTP module, which is in the DLL that you get,
mm-hmm.
and to our HTTP handler. So when a request comes in to your website, the HTTP module is there to catch the beginning and the end of the request.
Okay.
At the beginning of the request, we set up some state that we use to keep track of what's happening during a request. And at the end of the request in the module, we inject a script tag, a JavaScript script tag, into your page.
Okay.
So when it gets down to the browser sees that script tag and goes and requests the JavaScript. Well, that JavaScript, that script tag, is just pointing back to our HTTP handler. Mm. So it points back to glimpse.axd with a question mark that says, you know, give me the Glimpse client JavaScript file. And so there's a JavaScript file that's embedded in that DLL, and you don't really need to worry about that as the developer, but that JavaScript gets served down to the browser. The browser runs that file, and that requests metadata about the request. So all of the data that we gather during the request, like those SQL queries, that gets serialized into a JSON payload. That JSON payload is also sent down to the browser, and then the client JavaScript file takes all that metadata and then renders it into tabs and tables and the whole UI.
That's what you see when you expand that icon.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
All right. So that sounds like really awesome stuff to look at while you're doing development, while you're doing testing.
Yes.
But once it's in production, I don't want my users to see that. How do I handle that?
Okay. So there's two different things. In production, you still might want it as a developer to monitor to see how things are doing, because you're probably using your app in production. So for that, you can set up security policies. So out of the box, we ship with a security policy that says Glimpse can only run on localhost.
Okay.
So if you try to deploy to Azure or something, Glimpse just won't show up. You're like, what's going on? So we have a very well documented that you need to disable that policy because we like to be hardened by default. But you can write your own policy. It's one method that you have to implement. We actually give you a stub file that you can just uncomment. And so you'll say something like, you know, you'll look at the HTTP context, you'll say user.isAdministrator or isEnroll or whatever is from this IP address.
That would enable the icon and the
JavaScript. Turn Glimpse on, turn Glimpse off. And there's different modes of, like, it's a volume knob.
Okay.
So all the way turned up full blast is show Glimpse in the browser all the info. But you can dial it back a little bit. So you say, for this request, I still want to gather all the information and store it in Glimpse's little database.
Mm-hmm.
But don't show that user that data.
I see.
So this allows you to look at something that your user did later.
Okay.
As an admin, you could look at what the user did.
How much overhead does this add to your application?
So we don't have any specific numbers. It's probably something that we should work on. It's not a ton of overhead, though. Anecdotal evidence of what people have told us is that have measured that they're seeing 2 to 3 milliseconds added on per request. And that kind of goes back to the architecture. So we're not using like CLR profiling APIs, right? Like a real profiler would do. But that gets you a whole lot more detail. You can see every single piece of the call stack.
Mm.
We're only showing you key bits of information by wrapping core objects in whatever framework you're using and playing man in the middle attack. So that means that we add 2 or 3 frames to the call stack, and that's it. And all we're doing in those frames is we get the parameters passed in, we pass it off to the real implementation, then we get the result, we do a little bit of comparison, we store some of that data as metadata to keep track of how long the call took or something like that.
Okay. Oh, where are you storing this stuff? In a text file somewhere or database?
No. So that is an extensibility point in Glimpse that we call the persistence store. By default, the one you get out of the box is in memory.
Okay.
And so we have a buffer that will store 50 requests, and as soon as the 51st request comes in, we drop the oldest request. But you could swap that out and implement your own to stick it into SQL Server.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's written one that goes into Azure Blob Storage. You can keep a lot more that way, obviously. So wherever you want to. But we just keep it in memory when you get the out-of-the-box experience.
Right. This is a commercial product or an open-source project or what?
It's not. It's 100% open source. Always has been, always will be.
Uh-huh.
We are licensed under Apache 2. We are, however, sponsored by Redgate, who is a commercial company. Hmm. But they called us, it'll be 2 years ago in July, and said, hey, we really like Glimpse. We like what you're doing, but we don't feel like you are fixing bugs fast enough and adding new features. What can we do to help? And we said, listen, you know, if you can have some devs, you know, fix some bugs or whatever, that's great. We'll take in your pull request. I'm like, well, we want to do more. And so as we talked to them, we, you know, we said the limiting factor is Anthony and I had to feed our families, right? We had real jobs. This was a weekends and nights kind of thing. They said, well, how about this? We'll just give you 40 hours a week. We'll pay your salary so you can work on this full time.
So you quit your day job. You went to work for Redgate.
We went to work for Redgate doing open source software.
Excellent. That's a great tool. Well, what does Redgate get out of this?
So Redgate gets out of this me sitting on shows like this and chatting with people.
So there's
like
goodwill. Everybody thinks Redgate's awesome because they're providing this free tool.
Exactly. So there's goodwill, and we get to talk to a lot more developers this way because there's a lot of people that are contributing to Glimpse. We have 150, 200 contributors constantly brushing up against developers in the .NET space. And the catch of me going to work with Redgate is I was required to go and speak at conferences and stuff like this.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
It doesn't sound bad at all. I signed up for that real quick.
So you're doing a lot of speaking.
I do quite a bit of speaking. I'm typically on the road 40% of the time or something.
Interesting.
Like that.
My friend Mike just joined Redgate. He's doing a lot of speaking.
Yeah, Mike's a good guy. I work pretty closely with Mike.
What's coming up for you speaking?
Oh, let's see. Dallas Days of .NET is coming up.
Okay.
I'm excited about a conference called Great Wide Open Conf, which is not a .NET conf. It's an open source. And when they called me to tell me that I was in, they said, well, what kind of stuff do you normally do? And I said, well, I work on .NET. And they're like, there's a .NET open source guy? I'm like, yeah, there's lots of us. They're like, you're in.
The last few years that's been changed.
Great Wide Open. Star Trek is coming up.
Uh-huh. Oh, it'll be Star Trek, great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm going this year. I've been the last, I don't think I missed one yet.
Oh, cool. This will be my first time, so I'm pretty pumped. And then I think the last one that I have right now is Technorama in Belgium.
Oh, nice. So getting back to Glimpse, let's wrap this up. Was there anything we haven't covered that we should talk about?
Probably the feature that people really like the most. This was added in version 1.4 of our product. So, you know, we talked about Glimpse being minimized, and it used to be that when Glimpse was minimized, it was just the icon. You just saw the little G logo, and that was it. What we've now done is when it's minimized, we show you the most commonly needed information, so you don't even have to open it as a developer. Yeah. You can just kind of glance down. We call that HUD. And so we show you how long it took to render the page.
Heads-up display?
You got it. Heads-up display. Yep. So you get to see how long it took to render the page on the server, how long it took to download the bytes on the network, how many SQL queries there were, and which route an action method ran for MVC or which page was running.
Something bizarre looks out of whack down there. You could say, oh, I better click and
explore. Exactly. Now let me jump into this and dig into the details.
Okay. Very cool. If people want to try this tool, where do they go?
So getglimpse.com was the main place to go. You can find links there to our GitHub repository, to our issue tracker, to our developer list, to our Twitter accounts, but getglimpse.com.
And that's where the documentation is as well?
Documentation is there as well, and instructions for how to download are there as well.
Is that the best place to go to learn about it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Just go there and then click on the documentation link at the top.
How about you? Do you have online presence? Where can people find out more about
it? I do. So I am NIKMD23, NIKMD23.
Okay.
I got that handle on AOL when I was 12 years old. I've used it for everything ever since. It's a horrible handle, but I'm consistent. So you get me there, Gmail and Skype and Twitter and everywhere else.
Nick, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate having me on the show. Technology is my only friend.